This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, hour number two, part two, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We so rarely get to do this. I'm presuming that you have just a deep well of topics that you wish to get into.
Barely touched the surface, and in fact, I had a question I've always meant to ask. I've held it week after week. So we know of tens of millions of people who could become new gun owners. I'm thinking of people in states like New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland, Hawaii. Yeah, I can't carry out outside the home. Why bother? Except now the Supreme Court said you can and you should.
Right.
Okay, now that's going to get wrestled in the courts. When you go to your advertisers, do you say, I've got tens of millions of people who desperately need to listen to my show. You should advertise here.
Well, I have. It just depends. It depends on, like with some advertisers are always, a lot of them have been burned, you know. They've been burned by Facebook and other places that used to, and I'll point out to them that, you know, the platform is simply one that's just never going to go away.
Right.
Radio, it's not going to go away in my lifetime. There are still brick-and-mortar radio stations that hire people that come in there, and I mean, they're massive operations. They make enough money to stay afloat on their own. There's some that don't, but there's plenty of them that do, and radio is not going to go anywhere, and especially here. You know, GCN doesn't call themselves the leaders of independent talk radio for nothing. So, it turns out to be quite the open forum to get your voice out there, you know, and it's a dual-edged sword because one, we can call attention to their product or whatever it is they make, whatever it is they sell, and at the same time, if they want to take the time to come on the show and get political, they can wax political and put their
sure.
views out there.
Yeah, good. And I've used many of your advertisers. They're right up there with, you know. They're not quite sliced bread, but they're common products.
Yeah.
Ooh. I got to tease your funny bone before you get to. I want to get this in because another thing I've buried for a while. You and I laugh at gun buybacks, and this guy took that to another level. The Houston PD offered not only money for your gun, bonus cash for your air quotes. Ghost gun. So a guy let the printer run overnight, printed 62 ghost guns.
I saw that.
He brought home $9,300. That will pay for your 3D printer and the cheapest plastic you can buy. These things don't have to work. They just have to. Now, in all honesty, it costs more to 3D print than go to Lowe's and buy a bunch of pipe and some piece of wood and some hose clamps.
Sure.
And make a slam fire shotgun. But you do get all the street cred that can be had. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My hat's off to him.
I saw that, and I was like, dang, I wish I thought. But they don't have it. They were going to have a gun buyback in my locale in Spartanburg County.
Yeah.
And or in the city of Spartanburg. And the pushback against it was so crazy from every corner in the upstate of South Carolina that they canceled it. But now next time I'm going to go out and rent a 3D printer, a high-speed 3D printer. I guess I'll have to go buy some filament. What do I have to do? Just print the lower that can, with it, with the print the lower with the fire cavity filled
Ooh.
In?
Ooh. Interesting, since that's legally the gun, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, plus they're offering the money. Don't blame the player. Blame the game.
Ooh. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
They're not all the... I've had a few 3D parts made, some out of metal, some out of plastic. And not all plastics are the same. Are you using it as a mold? Are you using it just to hold shape, to make a duct? Or is it structural? But the cop, it's not like the cops are going to go test it and say, you know, this failed after 10 rounds. I want my money back. Good point.
Yeah, I'm very reluctant to fire a 3D printed gun. I would be very reluctant to fire it just because my son does do a little printing, but most of the printing he does is just for, like, he printed a stand for my laptop, a stand for my Rodecaster, a stand for my A10 Mini. And those things are very viable little projects. But getting a gun that's going to flex...
Right.
You know.
Well, now, Bob Pincus was part of a builder's match. There was one in California and another one, or one out west and one in Florida. Yeah, so, wow. That's quite... Well, what's interesting is these guys, oh, I don't like that. I think I'll change it. So they're good. There was a tech inspection to go, yeah, no. But almost all of them ran, so good for them. And they got to compare and learn from each other, which is great. That is going to – how many people had a gun that didn't quite fit them? And if you're willing to 3D print a lower, you go, here, hold my beer. I'll print you another one.
I think 3D printing, as far as printing guns, that while that is a technology that may be viable, it's not a 3D printed gun until they figure out how to handle the flex, to me, is not really a good idea. Now, printing like a magwell to go on the bottom of a gun, I think that is a splendid idea. I think a 3D printed magwell will work very well, although I have had one that broke. When I dropped it in the, I did the tactical response drill where I was showing somebody how they made me drop the gun,
and my
3D printed magwell broke.
Okay.
So they do have their shortcomings. The stuff is, I don't know. It seems to be a little bit brittle.
Well, and again, there are different things you can print it out of. Some of them, the acrylics are brittle. ABSs are stronger. Nylons can stretch quite a bit. So,
yeah, well, whatever it is, I haven't had any of those. I don't even know what I've had, much less what I haven't had. So,
okay,
you know, I've had the parts. The things that the little things my son prints, he can't do very much with his because of the size of the printer itself.
Okay,
you know, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. When we come back, I want to go to New York because after the Bruin decision, they just threw together all kinds of anti-gun bills. And they've got some pushback from some interesting places. I've been reading about it, and I'm going, well, those are interesting bedfellows. Welcome to Armed America. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Absolutely. That's when we get back, in addition to the other stuff. Now, Rob does two things. He is a sort of a double whammy. He writes, which, you know, people still like to read. People love to read the articles, and he's very prolific with the writing. He also does a podcast. How do they find you in the various incarnations that you pop up in?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each one comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, a couple articles a week. And from there, the writing's picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again is a writer and podcaster, Rob Morris. Right, you're never here most of the time, so you don't understand that my board is broke and I can't play my hard spot that I normally play when I go, "This portion of the show is brought to you by..." Can't even do that
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. Because my thing's in California.
Wow.
I don't know why if I lived in California, everything would have to be shipped to South Carolina.
Yes. It's just the perversity of whatever you bring. At least it's in the country. It doesn't have to go through a port, maybe.
Yeah.
I have to make fun of New York. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. There were a flood of new gun laws that came out of the New York legislature after the Bruin decision. Look, New York Democrats just couldn't let the little people go armed, so their new gun control laws turned the state into a giant gun-free zone where everywhere is considered a sensitive place. Well, that didn't sit well with some interesting new gun rights advocates. Orthodox Jews in South New York objected to making houses of worship into gun-free zones. They said, look, synagogues are often targets of violence, and they become more inviting targets if the attackers know the victims are disarmed. They also went door-to-door to businesses that were near the synagogues and said, look, we can't patronize your business unless you put a firearms welcome sticker. And since we often, you're a deli near the synagogue, we feel like we'd be targeted in your building. Please let us defend ourselves. And they were met with open arms by the businesses and open mouths by Democrat politicians who said, but you've always supported us. But this was a bridge too far. Did you see the story where not a rabbi, but a pastor was robbed while he's doing an online sermon from his church?
Yeah, that guy's I'm surprised. If he hasn't been robbed before, I'm surprised, because he sort of stands out. If he dresses all the pictures I've seen anyway.
Yes. Well, he does online sermons. After all, COVID's a risk. So they knew he was basically alone. But now this pastor wants to be able to carry in church whether there are parishioners there or not. This pastor from Brooklyn says, look, as pastors, we're often attacked for preaching the word of God because we point out people's bad behavior. And until they speak up and change the law, bringing a gun even onto the property of your own church makes you a felon in New York State. Wow. So, come on, pastors. Come on, rabbis. Preach it loud, but you're a little late to the meeting here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, New York's got they've got quite the pain pie out there right now, and I don't know what they're going to do about it. They're already getting pushback on part of it from the Sheriff's Association, because they've gotten out there and said, we don't have the time to look at three years of social media presence. We just don't. And, sort of like, it reminds me of their ammunition background check they're going to have when they discovered, hey, we don't even have a database for this, hence we can't do it.
Right.
So I wonder if this will mean that if the sheriffs say they're not going to do it, which I don't really know how they can force them to do it.
Exactly.
Without paying them or supplying the personnel to do it.
I think this was a catch-22, meaning it was supposed to intimidate ordinary citizens. Oh, I said something that could be interpreted, therefore I won't bother to apply. But what the legislators inadvertently did is hung law enforcement out to dry. Well, Sheriff, why didn't you see that 3 years ago this guy got mad at his team's baseball coach, and therefore you should have known not to give him a permit because umpteen years later he would, so on and so forth. So it left law enforcement as someone the politicians can later blame after the fact.
Well, I guess that could be a thing, but the problem is after Buffalo, if they were not going to... They have red flag laws.
Right.
They have assault weapons bans. I think they have universal background checks, although that probably didn't apply because the dude got out there and, you know, he bought a new gun. So, you know, the universal background check didn't kick in since he wasn't buying it from a private seller. But all the things that they had in place didn't stop him. And so that makes me wonder if the sheriffs are going to get out there and go, well, this guy said vote Republican. MAGA. Just makes me wonder if they're going to say, well, if this one didn't, you know, if the Buffalo kid didn't warrant any sort of intervention, why would this?
Right. Yeah. And what's painful is that is so subject to political abuse. You remember the reporter, John Stossel?
Yeah.
Eminently reasonable man, very moderate, always looking to build bridges from a libertarian perspective. And he was denied a carry permit in New York because he didn't have a, quote, demonstrated need.
Sure.
I wonder if he would, because of his political leanings, hey, you know, you don't look like you support the mayor. I don't know if we can give you a gun. Wow. Ripe for political abuse.
All this stuff is ripe for political abuse. That's why it's there. To be abused. Because once they lay down that step,
yeah,
in their little staircase to no liberty, they can pretty much redefine it however they want to see it, right?
That's the painful. It is the worst aspects of Southern sheriffs from the 1950s writ large across an entire state. Really?
Right.
You want a deputy to be able to choose the freedom of your family. Some guys are attracted to that, and
yeah,
they're the ones that shouldn't have the job of being a sheriff.
No,
yikes.
They should not. But, you know, the guys that actually run for sheriff and actually have to campaign and everything, I think they probably get it. I feel better with sheriffs than I do with, like the gun buyback that they were talking about doing up here, that was done with the city police. It was not done with the sheriff's department. Well, we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I try and add a few articles each week. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where once a week I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says his home state is reeling from deadly flooding.
The area is still experiencing rainfall. This horrible, tragic crisis is far from over.
McConnell expressing deep sadness for the loss of life and property in eastern Kentucky. Details about Elon Musk's countersuit against Twitter aren't forthcoming. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO says he plans to keep the details hidden from the public. Twitter sued Musk for reneging on a $44 billion merger agreement. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will be suspended for the first six games of the upcoming NFL season. The NFL announcing their decision after multiple women accused Watson of sexual misconduct. Both the NFL and NFL Players Association have the right to appeal, but the NFLPA issued a statement Sunday night saying they would not appeal before knowing the ruling. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Next.
I want to go to Pittsburgh. It has to be second prize in the contest, right? But the editorial board of the Post-Gazette there said that teachers should be disarmed by law. Huh. The editors argued that since the police in Uvalde, Texas failed, then teachers certainly can't do it. Therefore, they should be disarmed. We should make a law that forces that. To me, that's like saying that since doctors make mistakes and need malpractice insurance, we should outlaw first aid. I'm thinking that's a bad idea. You've written enough, Bill. You know it's a long-standing wisdom to write about what you know. And it,
yeah.
I forced myself. I read the article. It was like teeth on a chalkboard. The editors don't know about guns, gun owners, and they don't know anything about teachers. I've been in three classes dedicated to train school staff members. You've had Jim Irvine and Joe Eaton on. You've had Laura Carno on your show. They are, I'm just a shadow of the passion that they have for protecting school children. But I did take their classes, and I studied the same materials that the teachers had. More importantly, I saw what they did and why they did it, and I got to write about it. I'm still in touch with some of the instructors and students. Best safety programs have teachers, school resource officers, and police and EMTs working together. It's got to be a team effort, because without that team, they can feel hopeless. Does that make sense?
Sure. And the biggest thing about this is that there's two things at work here, I suspect.
Yeah.
One, by getting out there and saying, okay, we got to have armed teachers, then they're admitting that they can't, that that gun control doesn't work.
Mm.
So that's why you get pushback on that. The plastic signs don't work. The other part is the school resource officer. So, like, if you take an officer off the street, I'm sure that when they're out there and they're assigning roles and everything, they have to have X amount on the street on any one shift and X amount here. And I'm sure that if they're, like, where I live, if they have a school resource officer, this is not some track star. Right? This is a mature individual who is towards the end of their time. So, rather than getting out there and actually putting some serious, like if you've got a high school with five hallways, you should probably have five resource officers because,
wow,
right? I mean, high schools are pretty big places, gigantic places. So, you know, knowing that, I think it probably also comes down to budget. So they don't want to budget the money, and they'll get out there and they'll say, well, it's such an increasingly rare occurrence, right? Well, just a little while ago with Uvalde, they were like, these weapons of war are everywhere. This happens all the time. But then when it comes time to actually start budgeting money, they're like, oh, it's such a rare occurrence. Gotcha. And we can't trust the teachers because, you know, we trust them to have our children. We just can't trust them to protect our children. So, I mean, for them to get out there and actually do some of this stuff, they would be admitting a lot of things. And they can't not do that. They can't bring themselves to do it's such an easy solution. Harden the schools.
Right.
I can't think of any school where if you went into the school, I'll bet you any school in any, no matter what their makeup is, I bet you if you go into a school, you can find two teachers on each hallway that would be like, yeah, I'll carry a gun to protect the kids.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I have some numbers about that.
Okay.
When we surveyed them, you know that teachers tend toward a liberal bent. Not,
sure.
Their union is way over there, but they're a little bit that way. But when we ask them, would you be willing to carry, as part of a recognized and trained school program, three times more teachers said, yeah, I'd do that to protect the kids. They were three times more likely to do that than the concealed carry rate in public. Because they said, wait a minute, these are my colleagues that I'm protecting.
Right.
It's the affinity to the students and their fellow teachers that compel them forward. So, yeah, I believe it. Yeah, we can come up with a couple. Turns out to be, call it one out of six. Yeah, easy to come up with one on each hallway.
Well, I just think that them doing that would be, that would open them up.
Yeah.
That would open, that's why it went with the Greenwood Mall thing, right? That's why the left couldn't get out there and go, well, at least that happened. At least that was good. No, they had to get out there and say, oh, but Simon has a no guns allowed policy, so he was breaking the law, which is ridiculous. Policy's right. Not law.
Well, I took a different take on it after Uvalde. I think these groups have to work together because they need to know that they are supported and are part of a team, because a teacher who's isolated in her classroom can't stop an attacker forever, but yet she needs the presence of mind to know, I don't need to stop him forever. I need to keep him from coming through that door for 30 seconds until the SRO comes around the corner and kills the nut in the hallway that's trying to get in.
Do you remember some of the stupid things they were postulating besides guns, like buckets of rocks or something?
Yes.
Did anybody ever implement the buckets of rocks policy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It was in Pennsylvania. A school board passed it, and they were 5 gallons of buckets filled with river rocks. Now, that actually would be pretty effective in high school. You got a bunch of kids that'll kill you if you come through the door.
Sure.
But for junior high and elementary, it's silliness. It's stupid on stilts.
Buckets of rocks. Why not just give them a sand shovel and a little spade as well, and a little mold so they can make some, you know, some starfish.
Well, okay, but this teacher back in the classroom who can be a tiger for 2 minutes, because that's all it takes. But we need to tell her that if one of her kids gets cut by glass, maybe a kid gets shot, look, you don't have to save his life. You don't have to be a surgeon. You need to keep him from bleeding out for another 4 minutes until the rest of the school staff who've been trained, who've worked with you on the weekends for, you know, every 2 months. That's what we do together. And we'll be there to support you. We'll be there to slap a tourniquet on it. We'll hold that wound closed until the EMTs take over from us. Just like the school resource officer needs to know, wait a minute, she's not going to let the teacher won't let the bad guy in the classroom. I need to run up the stairs and stop this kid while he's in the hallway.
We'll talk about, we're coming up on the next break. I don't have time to really start broaching the subject, but I mean, I have so many ideas about what they could do. It would be very inexpensive to do.
Cool.
To make a classroom less of a death trap and more of a staging area for your evac. And that's what it should be in one of these events. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. Now, tell everybody, if you would be so kind, how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland Shooting Sports News, and I write the weekly Armed Citizens column there.
Find Rob all those places. The Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast is very informative and very fast. It is economy of motion. Bruce Lee would have approved. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We were talking about what you could do to make a school classroom a little more livable.
Defensible.
Defensible. Well, see, this is the thing. Given what happened in Uvalde,
right,
which we can sit here and go, oh, well, you know, that's actually sort of the extreme as far as how much time he was given without being interrupted. Yes, but it, you know, you had 400 cops there. I mean, I don't know exactly how much worse it could get. So let's presume, as John Farnham would say, nobody's coming.
Right.
So when you slam that door shut, I mean, last time, you know, well, excuse me, with Rob Elementary School, he got into one classroom, and a lot of people were locked up in place in other classrooms. And I don't know what the setup of these classrooms were, but I do know that children, even in high school, are still quite, compared to what we grow up to be, they're almost athletes, you know?
Yes.
So they have a wide range of escapability. But, so the first thing I wonder is why don't they just go to, you know, why don't they look at the classrooms and how many teachers they got and go to a local car wash and buy one of those emergency hammers that they can break windows with?
There you go.
Why don't they go to the gym, and do some other stuff? Like get those ropes they climb?
Right.
And set those up to where they could have some in each classroom if it's on the second floor or the third floor, because it does nobody any good to escape, to break their leg if they jump out. So they need to be able to lower themselves down and get some of those knotted ropes and just drop them down there and just say, here you go.
They're
so they can break a window and throw the rope out the window and they're out the door.
They make a temporary fire escape for exits from a second floor window that cost about $45 to $140, depending on whether it's second or third floor and how strong you want them to be.
Right.
So, yeah, good. I like that. But I was thinking, Bill, you and I are still trying to understand how a cop who had been in exercises with teachers and been in exercises with EMTs stood still for a heartbeat. Rather than going, you're a partner, we're going through the door.
Yeah.
What was in his way? Everything they did had to have broken training standards if they were trained.
Well, I don't know what was going on. I mean, I saw some of them in the video that I've seen. I saw some of them milling about taking a, getting a dollop of a
hand sanitizer.
I saw some of them on their phones.
It's insane. To me, that says, well, okay, you and I have been there, and you've received it. We've seen what I call institutional training. The police department gets to pretend to train us, and we get to pretend to have seen the material, but we didn't get a chance to learn it, to use it, to make it automatic.
Right.
And the teachers that I saw were powerful advocates because they know, hey, well, okay, oh, okay, the New York Times finally went to a faster class. And they're talking to this teacher, and she goes, I've been a concealed carrier for a long time, and I decided I needed to do more than just carry outside of school. There's enough craziness in the world. And she admits to the New York Times, one of my students said he wanted to attack his fellow students in this school. Huh. And she goes, I didn't lose it then, but I did go to the administration and say, this kid needs help. Now, can you imagine a more tenacious advocate that this student gets real psychological counseling? It's not, well, we've exceeded our budget for that this quarter. She's not taking no for an answer. She will stand up and yell in someone's office. She'll go to the press. She'll go to the police because she knows she might be the person that would have to stop that child. And she would do anything to keep from using a gun. That's the sort of passion I've seen in the classroom, and that's what I expect from everybody involved.
That's what you would think. If for no other reason than their own survivability, that's what you would think, right?
Well, let me ask you, Bill. If it were, quote, your own survivability, it's just you and Kim, you hear something breaking downstairs, you know, they can have the TV. I'm protecting my wife and I'll protect each other in the bedroom. But back when your kids were smaller, they don't make a door that you wouldn't have chewed your way through to go make sure your kids were safe. And the teachers are like that. They told me, they go, you know, I might die, but by the time some guy kills me, I'll know that my kids are safe.
Indeed.
And I'm wondering, how did we disconnect the cops from that passion? When you think about it, that's actually an achievement. I don't know anybody that could do that, but somehow it happened. The New York Times did their classic. They go, of course, we needed to quote the teachers' union who said guns in classrooms don't mix. But there's not a lot of instruction going on when a madman starts shooting. The thing that impressed me about armed teachers is that one of the things we want to teach our kids is that we care about them and we care about their future, and saying that we'll protect your life with our own is really important to know, so that the kids know they're safe.
Indeed.
All right. Anyway. You got anything else? We do have more to cover for you.
Well, I mean, the thing about classrooms is that classrooms should be a highly hardened place to... It should be very challenging and almost daunting to go into a classroom to try to harm students.
I wish, yes, exactly.
But in some places it is not. In a lot of places it is not. Inexcusable part of Uvalde is that they had their own police department for the schools.
Yes. Yes. The guys who I think have a tougher job, even than the schools, are the churches, because people who are in a spiritual crisis. Heck, if your house burns down, one of the people you call is your pastor to go, do you know anybody that could donate us some clothes? And they run the telephone tree, and the they get on Facebook and say, quick, a member of our congregation is in a bind. Does anybody have a camper that they can borrow for the weekend till they get back on their feet? Right? That's where you turn. And yet they also have to say, and if anybody brings a gun to harm the flock, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting right now. So, wow, they're the guys who are really on the cutting edge, I think.
Indeed. And it's going to continue to get worse before it gets better, because they're going to resist hardening these targets, because it is very beneficial to have a rampage killing event where a lot of people get dead, because they can come back and say, well, we tried this gun control thing and what we have is not enough, and well, we need more.
It's never let a mass murder go to waste. Now, yep. Rahm Emanuel didn't say that, but that's the way Bloomberg's minions interpret it. It breaks my heart, and you're right. Then we need to remind again, God bless you and GCN, who will say, yes, this is a tragedy, but I want to say thank God citizens are armed, because they stop 1.6 million, but I'll round it down, 1 million armed encounters a year where citizens save their lives. Those are their family, and those are their neighbors.
Well, with that, so, that's going to have to be the last word, because we have run out of time. 2 hours.
I'm sorry,
on the books.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you for joining me and helping me cover the time where Dan is going to gun sight. Check out Rahm Morrissey. He's both the writer and podcaster, Self Defense Gun Stories. Excellent podcast. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.